B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we got a couple open lines. It says we continue the dialogue today. And I take some from some basic tenets from sports, some cliche, some utopian by nature, but I think it's important to apply it and to foster connectivity. It goes back down to that. And what we lack, and this is important, we do lack empathy for one another. And that's across all races, and that's across all creeds. Empathy is a very strong thing that brings people together.
Yeah.
Not sympathy, empathy. Because when you're driven by empathy, you're often going to do the right thing. I it's why leadership and this president is failing. The lack of empathy. You know, this country's hurting right now.
Yeah.
It's hurting not just with civil unrest. It's hurting because of the pandemic. It's hurting because of the financial and the economic distress. And it needs to be calmed and quelled, not incited. It needs to be empathetic. How are you feeling? We're here for you. That's what it needs. Sometimes it needs like the, you know, forgive my saccharine kind of overwrought, but it needs like a bosom, right? It needs to be cradled sometimes. Not incited. Just my own little thoughts. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Anthony?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, so, you know, I think, talking about dialogue, I think today's generation of parents need to have a lot more dialogue with their children to actually really push this thing to, like, the next level after hopefully the dust settles with what's going on now in the social injustice era. Uh-huh. Well, it's not even an era now, but, you know, brought to light more now.
Yeah.
And I have two little boys just like you. They're 12 and 8. But a few years ago, I realized that I really had to have a talk with my children because I pulled into my driveway one night and two gentlemen were at my front door at 10 o'clock at night, one looking through my window and one into my door. And I had my boys with me. And I'm a single dad at the time, so it's just me and these two boys. And problem resolved. The two gentlemen walked towards me. There was something, you know, some drama going on. I'm not going to get into that. But they saw that I had kids and they left. And my son was a little frightened. I didn't think nothing of it. I'm like, hey, everything's okay. So a couple of days later, we're going for a walk in the neighborhood, and a couple of black gentlemen are walking towards us, just walking. No big deal. And my son is hiding behind me.
Right.
And I go, dude, what's wrong? What's going on? Well, aren't those the same guys from you know, the window? I go,
right.
Hold on. No. We have to have a conversation, buddy. I go, just because they were black men doesn't mean all black people are bad. There are bad people in this world.
Yep.
I said, well, no matter. They might look like me. They might look like you. They might look like these guys walking. I said, but there's no reason, you know, because nobody would have told me that when I was little, you know, because I grew up in the 80s and the 70s, and let's face it, it was still going on then, but, you know, I had to have that. It hit me then, like, as parents now, we really have to have this conversation. And now that my same little boy is now 12 years old, and he's seeing what's going on, and he's old enough to see what's going on in this world, and he's like, now I got to talk to him about why. Because how people were treated back in the day, and how they're still being treated, and how nothing has changed. And he understands it, and he's got two really good friends who are black, and, I couldn't be more proud than that, but really, like, you know, me, you, Andrew, when he has kids, really need to just make sure we communicate this with our children for future generations.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, and it goes again, it goes beyond just white and black. It's different ethnicities, different faith, religion. Yeah, I agree with you. Kids who, look, they come into this world, and I see from my own two, and they have this incredible innocence, right?
Yes.
There's this beautiful innocence, and that's where our instincts are to shelter and to foster love, because that's the best way. And if things happen, and unfortunately there becomes innocence lost, but they need to have those basic tenets to be taught. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and I just don't want them living in fear just because somebody's
That's right. Yeah, no, that's important. And it's crucial not to live in fear and to put whoever it is, that kind of, place that kind of power, empowerment to them. I agree. I think you're dead right.
God bless you and your family.
You too, my brother. Great stuff, man. I appreciate you you chiming in there. It's, all these lessons. And now, again, someday, Andrew, God willing, then if you so choose to have kids.
Well, I got to give the Andre Dirty Waters jersey to someone.
No, it's like I see with my own, man. I see my two little guys. Yeah. By anything, it's mad if I yell at the dog, one of the dogs.
I mean, on his side.
Right. If I yell at the goots, because, he's crazy and knocks down gates and, wants to get up on the table and eat an onion, right?
You don't need that.
No, man.
No, you don't need that.
No, man. That's bad. So you got to yell at them to let them know that you can't do that, And my kid, why'd you yell at goats, Dad? Well, you're about to eat the onion, man. That's not good.
Yeah, that dog's going to smell.
Speaking of dogs eating something. So my cousin's got a dog, Theo, right? And this dog's crazy. The goats is just big and kind of clumsy and, like an oaf.
Powerful.
Right. But Theo is a dog, like beautiful dog.
It's a great dog name, too, Theo.
Yeah, Theo, yeah, he's great. But he eats everything. So he ate, my cousin, he loves his veal. He was doing it on Saturday night.
Oh, no.
He was making, veal dish. So he had pounded out all this veal. Right?
Oh, no.
And he had put flour on the veal. And, of course, he's out of the room for 30 seconds, and Theo eats the veal. And as you can well imagine, a dog eating 2 pounds of raw veal.
Oh, my God.
Is not a good situation.
No.
They were worried about it. They thought, he was going to die.
Right.
He was foaming from the mouth. He ate 2 pounds of raw veal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't miss those days, the puppy.
Yeah. No,
I'm blessed that my dog, she figured it out pretty quickly.
No, that's a big deal, man.
But those beginning stages,
you have those dogs, forget about it, right? Forget about it when you have those dogs.
Yeah, because you're right. It's not just like, oh, my God, you ate my veal, I'm angry. But it's also like, are you okay? Do I have to take you to the vet?
Yes. Yes. No, it could be a really bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a really bad thing. All right. Let's take a quick TO. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. As we hang out here on a Tuesday, try to have a conversation. Got a couple open lines. You want to join us? And apropos, we're 100 days from football season. 100 days from football season. Interesting, right? Because of what it means when we gather together and how we look at one another. We're gonna take a quick break from the heavy conversation. We'll get into our playback of the day, which is always a lot of fun. That's coming up next. And today we tackle, or this week we tackle the what-ifs, the what-if players that could have provided a different type of narrative. So we'll do that coming up. And then we'll get back to our calls, and we'll get back to our connecting. And I think that's really, really important. Once again, 610-632-0975. Let me tell you about DraftKings, shall we? You think you know who's going to win UFC 250 this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Betting on MMA is easy. You pick a winner of the fight, a matchup, right? You can also parlay fights within the entire card. You can even bet which round the fight will end or how it will end. There's so many different ways. And UFC 250 is going to be big. Check it out. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app now. Use code FANATIC. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. DraftKings. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, lunchtime in the Delaware Valley. We got a lot of people online, and we have the playback, and you know, maybe a little bit later on we'll play it, or we'll just do it tomorrow. But we have a lot of people online, and I feel the need, quite frankly, to talk to people. And I feel the need to connect with people. And so let's continue on the phone lines. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis. And Tunis and I, we like our dialogue with people. We think it's important, especially now. Oliver is in Virginia. Oliver, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anthony, how you doing?
What's up, Big O?
Hey, I'm good. Anthony, I have to tell you this. Your voice, I've been listening to you for years. I was born in Philadelphia. I live in Virginia now. Grew up in the Strawberry Mansion section.
Yeah.
I tell you, your voice, I joined the military. Your voice has always carried my Philadelphia fandom.
Oh.
Everywhere I go, I try to listen as much as possible. It's a great thing. It gives me chills sometimes, especially when you get a little upset and you go, oh, I love it. It makes my day all the time.
Let me just say this. I'm honored. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
All right, awesome. So let me tell you, as a black man living in America that is a military vet suffering from PTSD, there's been a lot of social injustice that even happened with myself. Nothing major, but being pulled over. Just put everyone in the mind of how it is living in America. You know, but I also want to share with you guys that you know, I never had an opportunity to go to the Eagles game. When I finally had an opportunity to go to an Eagles game, I went to the Washington Redskins game in 2017, the year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I also went to the game in Charlotte, which I traveled down to Charlotte. One thing I can tell you about sports that it does for someone like myself, and it brought tears to my eyes when I went to my first Eagles game. First of all, I went to my first Eagles game having on my Reggie White jersey. And we were way high up in the stands. And high up in the stands, you know, Eagles chant, the Eagle flying over, it just gave me chills. But I'll tell you, experiencing what I've experienced, I've never felt more connected to people than when we sing the Eagles fight song.
Yeah.
And when the Eagles score, how everyone's hugging. And, you know, I look at the crowd and I look at everyone, regardless of what we've been through, we're hugging. We're clapping hands. Guy hand me a beer from nowhere. I hand him a beer, and we're like, yeah, yeah. That same feeling I got in Charlotte. You remember when we played Cam Newton 2017?
Yeah, that Thursday night.
Thursday night. I was there. I was there walking on the streets. We shaking hands. Everyone is handing us food, drinks. We get in there. Even the Charlotte fans is like, man, you guys travel well. And it was so many Eagles fans in the crowd, and we were all just singing the Eagles chant. It was great. It was great. It brought tears to my eyes, and it brings tears to my eyes to this day because I have that memory to remember that we're going to get back to that.
Yes.
You know, it's hard right now, but we are going to get back to that. That same empathy, that same feeling is what we need out here today. We come together with sports. We just need to come together with social issues. We need to come together like that and just have a dialogue and talk, even if it's over beer.
Yes.
You know, I've been a leader in the military, and I've led many races. It does not matter. You know, we went in hard times, a lot of hard times in the face in war. I've been deployed 5 times.
Wow.
But we came together. We came together. We talked. We had a dialogue. We always had a dialogue because we knew what we were going into. So just think, we know what we're dealing with. We just need to have a dialogue to understand what we're going to and what we're going through. We have to go through it together. I'm going through it together with you. I have twins. They're 16. I'm fearful. But I'm telling you, I trust you. I trust everyone out there to make sure my kids are okay.
Yeah.
You know, I trust.
Sure.
So we need
That's
to do that,
man,
with everyone.
Yeah.
So I love you, Anthony.
Oh, Oliver, I love you. Oh, my God. You're amazing. You really are. Thank you for your service. You've been fighting for this country 5 times. You know, I think about you, and I think about what you just said, how you were deployed 5 times, that you put your life at risk 5 different times, 5 separate times, and the amount of stress that I had to put upon you to fight for all of us, all right? To fight for this country. Wow.
And
that's
I will do it again. If I was 17, I'll do it again.
That's profound,
it's
man.
That camaraderie. It's that camaraderie. It's that. That's what we supposed to feel like. You know, I trusted all those people I deployed with. And
Were you in the Afghan war? Where were you?
I was in, when I first came out, I went through Desert Storm. I went to Kosovo. I went to Somalia, and I went to Operation Enduring Freedom and Afghanistan. Yes, sir.
Wow. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking at little boy, my little Anthony, and people like you deserve thanks.
No problem. You know, I thank you because you got to understand, you helped so many people that is deployed. We look at Philadelphia. I'm a proud Philadelphian.
Yeah.
Every time I come home, I have to get me a cheesesteak. Delphi, Fondros. I got to go. I got to get me a cheesesteak.
Yes.
I tell everyone everywhere, you know, even if they're not Eagles fans, man, you got to go to Philadelphia and get you a cheesesteak. You got to, because I'm proud. I'm proud to be from Strawberry Mansion. I'm proud to be from North Philadelphia. And I'm proud of every Philadelphian that's out there. And every Philadelphian that's out there is the same as far as being proud to be from Philadelphia.
That's
even
right.
If we hit negative, you know, they're the worst fans. You know
right,
what?
Right,
I'm proud of it.
Oh, You're a treasure, man. Big O, thank you, brother. You're a great man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Great talk. How about Big O? Oliver.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Big O. I appreciate
about
him for the service,
Oliver, right?
Man.
Like, you hear his, you could almost hear into his heart.
Yes.
Right? Like, you can hear into his heart. Like, you go, wow, that's a good dude. Right? I got pretty good instincts for people. I go, that guy's good people. And that guy who fought for this country on five different occasions.
Yeah, how about that?
He, you know, the country needs to give back to a guy like him. I still don't think we do enough for our armed forces. And they come back from such trauma.
Yeah, you're right.
Guy like him, we need to help people like him. He should never go out of his house and feel anything other than love and putting his life on the line five separate times for us and for this country. Oliver, what a good man. You made a lot of fans here, Oliver.
Yes, he did. And he loves the city. And you can hear that, too.
We had Mr. Jim yesterday,
yep,
among many, many other people. We're enjoying our conversation with people today. Doug in Lansdowne. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dougie!
It's Dougie in Williamstown. How you doing? First of all, I'd like to thank Oliver for his service.
What do you say, Doug?
How you doing? First of all, I want to thank Oliver for his service. Thank you so much. You know, you're a great gentleman. So I want to thank the previous caller. But one of the things that gets me, too, I'm half American Indian.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that gets me is I still to this day don't understand how that team in Washington, because I won't even say the name because it's racist to me. I don't understand how they can still allow that team to be named that. It's just horrible. I mean, my grandmother, when we watched the Eagles in Washington play, she'd make us turn the TV down because she didn't want to hear that
name.
Did
she really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. She said it was like a racial slur to another culture to her when she would listen to it. I mean, if you look back in the day, the Redskins were told to go to the back of the bus, and I don't like to say it. The Redskins, that was a derogatory term. It was never a nice term. Now, right. Chiefs, Braves, Indians, I'm great with all that. The Florida right. State Seminoles, because it's right. the name of a tribe. But I just don't understand how a team, an NFL
oh,
team
right.
in this day and age, could be named after the color of its skin.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. No, you're right.
And I slipped and said it, so I'm sorry, Grandma, but in my house, you don't say that word. That's a racial slur in my house.
You're right. And if you feel that way, that strongly, that's awful. You're right. I stand with you, Dougie.
Yeah, because the American Indian, they haven't been treated the best either, Anthony. And if you look at the Trail of Tears, did you ever look into that, Anthony?
I have, yes.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing, isn't it?
It is. It's an awful thing.
And it's like, all I can say is everybody needs to be treated the same. Don't matter the color of your skin, it's the size of your heart. And I think everybody needs to get a big heart, reach out, and take care of each other. Because that's what we need right now. And it's sad. It really is sad times right now.
Yep.
So,
amen, my brother. Listen, I'm glad you did, Doug. I'm glad you got that off your chest, man. I am. You're right. And that team in Washington should change its name. You're right about that.
Yeah, so I wish you guys would call them that from now on the radio station.
I will try my best to do that for you, buddy.
I really appreciate that, Ann. Keep up the great work. We love you guys, and we will talk soon in 100 days to the birds.
100 days to the birds, baby. That's right. Thank you, Doug. 100 days to football, we come back together. Yeah, that's a powerful thing. Andrew, and you wonder sometimes, does the league, these leagues even understand the sort of power that it holds over people? The fact that it
right.
attracts, you're not just looking at, oh my God, I reached the masses and, you know, this well, I can sell at this percentage point. It's that you hold, you know, a something that's very dear. That you offer something that people feel so strongly about, that, you know, like Oliver and Doug talking about getting together to sing the fight song. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it is, and it's, you know, it really is a thing that makes us come together, sports. And, you know, you talk about the crowd noises, and, you know, when you hear a crowd noise, you don't hear a color, right? Like, it's everybody's together. If you're watching the game or listening to the game on the radio and you hear people go off, you know, they're angry about a call, they're excited about a win, it's everybody's just together. And, yeah. And you know, you brought up the Super Bowl celebration yesterday. It was, you saw green. You saw Eagles fans. You didn't see races or anything like that.
And it's funny because you didn't even have this. Like, there was, like, you didn't even make mention of it. Like, you didn't think about it, right?
Right.
Like, that's the point, is you don't think about anything other than some dude.
Yeah, you didn't walk up the street and say, hey, look, here is my fellow Eagles fan who's black. No, like, you didn't do that. You were just like, hey, look, here's another Eagles fan.
Or who's Iranian.
Yes.
You know, like, whatever. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, and now we have to take that outside of the stadium, right, or outside of the celebration. And those moments of glee that you felt with everybody, you need to also have the conversation of this kind of stuff that may be uncomfortable for people, but getting past the uncomfortable nature of a conversation can also lead to much, much better feelings down the road and much better unity and a much better just civilization. Once you get past the uncomfortable feeling of it, it's just a conversation, and you listen and you learn.
Yep. Yep. I hear you, brother. Let's go to, where are we at? Terrell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Terrell?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, Terrell? What's happening, buddy?
Not much. First of all, I want to start off with saying I miss sports.
Yeah.
I miss the feeling of getting up every weekend or every night at 7 o'clock, getting ready for a Sixer game or getting ready for an Eagles game. I miss that. Just like I miss a lot of my good friends out here in the world that are Eagle fans of all race and colors being together, which I think we are still together as a people, just those who are trying to destroy the image of us being together is what's out here in the world right now.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I fear that too. I fear that we're under attack from those who want to divide us.
Yes, a lot of that. And some of that starts with the upper government. If you make some of the changes in government and let it trickle down, some of this will go away. Mm-hmm. If you just let us know that you're trying to make a change, a lot of this will go away.
I hear you, man.
And also, I want to thank the guy a couple callers ago who said he talked to his two kids, which I had to talk with my son. He's 10 years old. To try to explain to him what was going on out here in the world right now. And just because we're black guys walking around, just understand why what's happening is happening. And I appreciate that guy talking to his kids, because if you do not explain to your kids now while they're young, they won't understand when they get older. And we have to talk to the kids and let them know that they are the future. We're older now.
Right. It's our job. Listen, I believe one thing. If you get the gift of life, right, no matter how hard it is or whatever it is, you still have the gift of life, right? So the gift of life comes with, you need to do whatever you can to leave the place better than when you got here. Whatever it is that you do, whatever your gift from God is, you need to apply that gift and make it a better place than before you got here.
Yeah, so let's talk to our kids. That's everybody. Right now, I feel as though a lot of us are listening on the radio right now. The ones that need to hear what we're saying are out there in the streets destroying our city.
Yeah.
So somehow we got to reach out to them to let them know it's okay. We understand you're angry, but as older, this is what we need y'all to do to make it better for yourselves in the future.
Yeah, no, you're so right, because the problem is that the violence exacerbates situations, and I'm so with you.
Yes, and one more thing, it's just to help bring jobs and everything back to the city. We do got to bring some of these companies back, bring the work to the inner city, bring some of these factories back in, give these kids something to do that they're not. Feel as though they don't have anything to reach out for.
Yeah, I think T, you're so right. I think that the other issue that I think part of this thing, it's or just a powder keg, right? Everybody was pent up, staying in all winter, all spring, and then you got pandemic, and then money's tight, and it was a powder keg.
So once again, I appreciate you taking my call, and But we all out here together, and I don't think we're separated. It's just a few that's trying to separate us. So those who's listening, please reach out to somebody who you think is not listening and just tell them, yo, let's all just stay together no matter what.
Yeah. Right. Amen, brother. Good stuff, T. Appreciate it, buddy. That's true. Yeah, you're not gonna achieve what you want to achieve that way. I agree. Jeff in Camden. Jeffrey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you, Jeff?
Hello, Anthony.
How you feeling, man?
I don't know, man. I'm 40 years old. Maybe, you can say there's something wrong with me, but I just don't care. Come at me with all that, not you, but, those that do, come with all that crazy, it is what it is, my friend. It always will be what it is until I am 90. I'm not running, but that being said, have you seen Uncut Gems? Excellent, excellent movie. Adam Sandler?
Yeah, saw it. Yeah, it was great.
Wow, man. Yeah. How far has he come as an actor?
Yeah, he was great. He was fantastic in it, yeah.
Yeah.
He was great.
Kevin Garnett losing his mind in that. I didn't expect that movie.
He was great, KG.
Yeah, I didn't expect
Wasn't he?
It,
he's great at it. Yeah, I agree.
And he has his second career, especially with the pandemic going on. By the way, I have nothing to do. I've been on the scavenger hunt today because my hours have been cut. You find money in the street because people are crazy. And I put my gloves on and spray the money down with alcohol, put it in a bag, and that's more money for me. Manna from heaven.
You're finding cash on the streets?
Cash, cold cash, man. Like $42 for no reason, just land on the side of the fence. I guess, and nobody wants to pick it up.
God bless you, man. Yeah, $42. That's good. $42.
Oh man, if AC were open, you know where that would go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah. So yesterday, I'm watching TV, and I see Chunas up there with his. With his plaid jacket on, looking like Old Dog from Menace to Society. So I want to say Chunas is the one really like Old Dog. What you say about my mama? You feel sorry for who? I'm sorry, man. I got too much and nothing to do.
Man, I get you, Jeff. That's good. That's why we're here, though. Have a conversation, take your mind off of things, get to foster something. Whatever, whoever. I'm with you.
Good job out of you, man. Before I go, I just want to say,
Jeff,
the cuz is the only one that had cuz radio on TV. No odds maker had that while a game was going on, and a game was on. Cuz was laying down the odds. Nobody did it. Done it here first. That's right.
Thank you, Jeff. We love you, buddy. Thanks, man.
I thought it looked good yesterday.
I didn't say it.
That was a jacket.
I didn't listen to this
button down.
It's funny. I listened to the program. You and Tyrone did a great job. But I listened to the program. I always forget it's on television. I need to remember that.
I'm
so used to listening to it.
I went chalk today. I went the Fanatic polo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a chalk. Normally, when I do the TV, it's probably the first thing I go to.
Is Tyrone, what's he got on there?
I haven't seen him yet today.
He always has the good. I always like his shirts.
I don't have a good wardrobe. I'm not. I don't have style. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, you know, I came in here with a Hawaiian shirt the other day.
That's all right.
I don't have style.
Listen, I got two things: sweatsuits,
yeah,
and black T-shirts with a leather jacket.
Does he need me to dress up? I got a blazer if you need me. But, you know, I'm not.
I get you.
Other than that, for crying out loud, I wore my Memorial Day 2007 baseball tournament shirt the other day. I don't have style.
It's you, though. That's your style.
That's true.
It's, you know, it's who you are. It's all right. Be true to you. We love you. You'd be true to you.
Oh, Tyrone's got a nice shirt. Nice vote shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
These guys, nice. It's the bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
That's cool, man.
I'm just a bill.
We all saw that. I love that. That's great, man. That's fantastic. 610-632-0975. Hanging out with you guys. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Cuz Radio with the Chewiness. Let's talk about Corpalese, the great tomato pie. Corpalese Bakery since 1924, perfecting the tomato pie. There's a reason why, when it comes to tomato pie, they're my go-to guys. Yeah, Corpalese Bakery tomato pie. You know what the best is? It's a great summertime food. You know, because it's light. You can eat it cold, room temp. Out of the oven, however you like it. It's a good summertime kind of food. It's good, you know, it's because you don't want something too filling in the summer. And it's good summer comfort food, the tomato pie. Yeah, nobody doesn't like Corpalese, man. You walk into their bakery, they got four locations, four bakeries. I go to the Norristown one, and in the oven, it comes out. You smell it's wafting through the entire bakery. And they use the great tomatoes and olive oil and all the basil and the dusting of cheese. It's fantastic. But let Corpalese Bakery cater all your parties and get together. People be raving about their desserts and all the food. Just go to CorpaleseBakery.com and tell them the cunt sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hanging out. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewness right here. 100 days from the NFL. We're all together again. Watching our teams. 100 days. Can we make it 100 days, Andrew?
Yes. We can do it.
Yeah.
I believe.
I'm yeah, right now, I mean, I you know, like your head spins, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, you know, forget it. Put this social unrest to one side. You still have a pandemic. Like, you see what's going on in Brazil?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh. I mean, it's awful. That beach, which is iconic, right?
Yep.
Rio de Janeiro, it was empty. Did you see the picture of it?
Yeah, it's eerie.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. And yeah, you're right. I mean, you got your own life troubles going on, right?
Of course.
You know, it's like, oh my God.
Of course.
There's so much.
By the way, Wes Unsell died today.
Yes, I saw that.
74 years old, big Wes Unsell. Well, I remember for the Washington Bullets. I remember being a kid, and it was Wes Unseld and Elvin Hayes were the Bullets, and they had this shooter Kevin Greavy. That was the Washington Bullets.
I go Washington Bullets greater than sign Washington Wizards.
Yeah,
even the jerseys.
Yeah. Elsewhere in sports news, Notre Dame Navy moved out of Ireland, which is to be expected.
Right.
That's August 29th. That's before the start of the NFL.
We still don't even know about college football. Right? That's crazy.
We don't know. It is crazy. And I guess they were talking about the Big 12, I guess, trying to figure out a way.
Well, some schools already said, hey, if campuses aren't open, we're not playing. And it's like,
you can't have college football where some teams can play.
Right,
some
exactly.
Teams can't play. You either got to all be in. We were talking about that over the weekend with my national show, which is a heavy college football.
Right.
The idea that there would be no college football. That can't be, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's it, and that hasn't even really been discussed recently, right? It's been so much focus in the sporting world of things is, will baseball be back by July 4th? Will hockey and basketball be back by the end of July? And football's just moving on like nothing's happening. But I haven't heard anything about college football in a while.
No. Are you in on a, and we'll get back to the phone lines in a second, are you in on a 50-game Major League Baseball season?
I mean, I'm going to watch, but it's weird. I mean, let's face it, every single game will be heightened and every single game will matter because you could be a team that would probably finish fourth in a 162-game season. I mean, I'm not saying it's an even playing field, but, you know, teams that come out the gate hot. It happens all the time, and then teams fall off. I mean, look at the Phillies the last 2 years.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. Every single game will be heightened. You know, we're going to live and die. Like, we live and die with Eagles games, and we live and die with 82 Sixers games. You know, we're going to live and die with 50 Phillies games. But it's going to be weird. I don't see why they don't just go ahead with the 82. I mean, this was the owners that said 50. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll be in. And, yes, it will be heightened, which will – lead to a more exciting sport, I guess, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in because they're playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's bogus to me.
Yeah.
You brought up the NBA being bogus and the right. NHL being bogus. I mean, these are playing the whole – you're basically playing the whole season.
Yes. Yeah, and this
baseball,
is only 50 games.
You're playing a third of their regular
– right.
Man, come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, what if the Marlins squeak in, right, because they had a decent first 50 games?
How in the world could you play a season that's 50 games?
Right.
And then go to playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's
– I mean, that's like
– it's not going to steer me away.
Why would you pay attention? But why would you follow it other than it's novel?
I mean, I don't know. I think there – maybe – I wonder if it will be heightened for some people if it's only 50 games and – every game matters.
I mean, you know, they went on that 82 game season, whatever. All right.
Right.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, you missed half the year. It makes sense.
You know, not 50 games. I mean, that's insane.
And then I wonder, how many off days would there be?
Yeah, I actually like the way the KBO does it.
Off on Mondays?
Yeah, you play every day and you're off on Monday. And what they should do is have you play every day. Half the league's off Mondays, half the league's off Tuesday. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that I think that's fair.
And then you play, and I would do that throughout the whole summer.
Right, no league-wide day off.
You got Monday, Tuesday. Hit the league off Monday, hit the league off Tuesday. You can't do that?
I don't see why not.
This way you got baseball 7 days a week, and there's not that Thursday, you know, four games. You just make it uniform. Like I don't know why it's an issue.
Yeah, and you make the travel day if teams are traveling.
Right.
You know, you can make it on Monday or you can make it on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the move. All right, choose who we got.
We got Tim and Perkesey.
Timmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Timmy.
What's up, boys?
How are you, my brother? How you doing?
You know, hey, we're doing what we can with what we got right now, right?
Yeah.
And, I got to start off by saying Tyrone has been fantastic the last couple days. I mean, he's a man's man, and I think that needs to be acknowledged. I mean, I know it has, but I just wanted to get that out there. Obviously, being a white guy from Philly, now up in the suburbs, you know, the black community, like, we feel for you guys. And I would just want to say to anybody who's listening, like, there's a lot of people out there that are spewing poison. And I know that your emotions are high. And so, you know, try not to listen to all that bad stuff, because there's way more people that are with you than are against you.
Well, that's right. I believe that. I also believe there are external forces trying to divide us further.
Dude, I'm with you on that, you know, and I share everybody's sentiment with Oliver. Mr. Jim yesterday was inspiring. And we need sports back because of what it does, you know, for our healing. I mean, it's sad to see everything that's going on in the city, you know, because, like, our city's special, like, you know, we have this uniqueness, like, it's crazy. Like, you could travel to, like, St. Louis or something for a Phillies game, and then you're talking to a random Phillies fan, and it's like, oh, you know, you get into talking to that person, and it's like, oh, you know Jimmy from, you know what I mean? You somehow start connected back to that guy. It's like the craziest thing.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
You know, so, like, those are the bonds that tie us together, that we got to hold on to those things. And I mean, like, even my friends from New York, you know, like, they love it. I mean, they hate us sports-wise, but, like, they love us because we got all these goofy words. You know, we do, like, the weird hugs and stuff like that. Like, but that's who we are. So we got to hold on to our strength to get us through these things.
Oh, my God. I love it. I do. I love it, what you're saying, man. I really do.
And I wanted to back something up right quick. I wanted to lighten the mood a little. I got a story for you from your Friday Five with your best worst interaction with an athlete or a celebrity. So I think you're really going to like this one. So it was back in the winter of 2010. Me and my boy, we went out to Arizona, and we were at the Waste Management Classic out there.
Oh, were you really?
Hanging out. Yeah.
I want to go. I was telling our Baxter friends that we got to go.
Yeah, dude, they got that hole where it's like the stadium seating, and they let everybody go nuts, and they hit the ball. You know, you can make all the noise. So, you know, me and my boy, we're out rolling around there, you know, we're drinking a couple beers, and everybody's gathering around this guy. And this is kind of when Brett Favre was, like, doing all his, like, drama stuff, and everybody thinks it's Brett Favre. And it's Jeff Jenkins. So I walk up to Jeff Jenkins. I'm like, yo, what's up, Jeff Jenkins? He's like, how'd you know it was me? I'm like, I was wearing a Reggie White
shirt.
What's
up, Jeff Jenkins? Like,
I'm like, I'm from Philly. I'm like, we know who you are. So he's like super cool. Like, he's letting us just like hang out with him the rest of the day. And he's got this big, tall black guy with him like the entire time. And then we go to like this club with them. And the whole time I'm like, I know who this guy is, but I can't figure it out. And I'm like, but they won't tell me who it is. So now it's like later in the night, Jenkins is like, oh, you want to come back to the house? Like, we'll party, you know. I'm like,
wow.
You
wanna
do that? Yeah, dude, he was so awesome. So finally, as like we're walking out of this club that's on the golf course, like getting ready to get in the taxis, Jeff Jenkins is like, I'll tell you who that is now. He's like, it's Jermaine Dye. And I'm
wow,
like,
wow, Jermaine Dye.
Yeah, so I'm standing there, I'm like, oh, man, and, you know, had a couple beers with me. So I say to him, I was like, yo, man, you'd be great for the Phillies off the bench.
And he looks at me like, he goes, yo, dude, I hit 37 home runs, and I made the All-Star team last year. And I said, yeah. I said, well, we just went to back-to-back World Series, so you're coming off the bench. And next thing I know, Jenkins is like, all right, dude, you guys got to go. And we got left there. And my buddy's like, yo, dude, you told Jermaine Dye he's coming off the bench. I'm like, I don't know, man, whatever.
Oh, my God, I love it, dude. That is awesome, brother. That is that's great stuff right there.
That's great stuff. Hang in there.
You too, brother. Great. Thank you, man. I enjoyed that. That's a great conversation. Okay. That's a Philadelphia fan, man.
Yes, it is.
That's a Philadelphia fan.
And we won the World Series. So you're coming off the bench.
That's great.
Starting over Worth.
Oh, my God. That is great.
Jermaine Dye had a nice career.
He did. He was a good ball player. He was a good ball player. Wow, that's awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.